Trumos Perches, Mishnah Zion, 8-7. One more Mishnah discussing the issue of gilui, exposed liquids. Here we're talking about wine. The question is, can a strainer atop a container act as a cover that would mean that what's in the lower container is still permissible even though it was exposed? So the case is you have two containers, one on top of the other. The upper one is containing the wine that's draining to the lower one, and it itself is a strainer. The lower one is just a regular cup, whatever it is, a container that's receiving the strained wine. And the question is, may one drink from the bottom container because it's covered with the strainer on top? And the Mishnah says, Hamishamera shel yayin asura mishum gilui. The strainer for wine, even that which is beneath it, is forbidden because it's still considered to be exposed, because a snake could drink from the top container and the poison could pass on through the strainer to the bottom container. Reb Nechemia, however, is matir. He says it's permissible to drink from the lower container. It doesn't have a problem with gili, because for one reason or another, the snake venom won't pass through the strainer, either because it's too viscous and won't get through, or the bartender seems to understand that it floats above and then it won't go through the strainer. Either way, the halacha is certainly not like Reb Nechemia, so to the extent that gili applies, a strainer doesn't help you.